Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for devotion from the 25th Psalm. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. By the calendar, Malachi Bradley is only 10 years old. Even so, he possesses two qualities which often elude those who are many times Malachi's age. His story is an interesting one. Malachi was out camping with his family at a mountain lake in a remote area of Utah. He had been learning about mushrooms and was so caught up in the desire to find new specimens, he wandered away from the group. Indeed, he wandered so far away that when he finally looked up, he had no idea of his whereabouts. Realizing he was going to spend a frigid night in the mountains alone, Malachi remembered some of the survival skills his father had taught him. Thinking quickly, he found and curled up between two large rocks which had absorbed the day's heat. The next day, when Malachi heard a plane fly overhead, he realized he could not be seen in a heavily treed area. Quickly, he found an open meadow, and there he waited until an helicopter arrived to rescue him. Thinking about the events of the previous days, Malachi said he will go camping again, but things would be different. Things will be different because I'll learn from my mistakes. At the beginning of this devotion, I said Malachi had two important and admirable qualities. Have you been able to identify them? The first is probably obvious. Malachi said he learns from his mistakes. Looking back at my life and the lives of many people whom I know, learning from past mistakes is an elusive attribute. All too easily, past temptations become present temptations, and past sins end up being repeated over and over again. Just like the Apostle Paul, I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Our inability to learn from past mistakes and our continuous sinning takes us to Malachi's second good quality. Malachi was saved from troublesome times because he had listened to his father. A wise Christian follows Malachi's example and listens to his heavenly Father. And what does the heavenly Father tell us? On the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, "Jesus is my beloved Son, listen to him." We should listen to Jesus when he says, "He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life, and with faith in him as Savior, we will never die. He is the good shepherd who lays down and picks up his life again so the sheep might be saved." And so you have it. A 10-year-old boy shows us we should learn from past mistakes and urges us to listen to our Heavenly Father. If we follow Malachi, many of us will be ahead of the game. We pray. Dear Lord, grant us the grace to learn from our mistakes and listen to you who calls us to the Savior's blood-bought forgiveness and salvation. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.